Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hello, Rashida.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you today?
Good. I am excited to celebrate and reflect on this year with you today.
Yeah. And
yeah. Before we get into it, I just want to say, like, okay, this is our very first year of podcasting together. And it's been so much fun. I've loved all of our conversations together. I've loved having a like legit reason to have to connect every single week with you. And I love this little community that we've started and that's growing. So I just want to honor you and say I love you. And it's been really fun.
Oh, yes. I have had so much fun too. And girl, you know, I love you. I love everything that you like, not so much do, but like your vibe, like how you look at things. Like this interacting with you this year has been different than before, because we're like, this is more like a little like more business, even though it doesn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. But just being able to like see inside of like how you think and how you do things and how you roll, it's just been amazing. I know before we started this, we were kind of nervous. You were like, we have this friendship and we don't want to mess it up by doing something that could, you know, really change the dynamic. And I don't think it has at all. We've gotten deep and we've always been pretty deep with our friendship, but this has given us another reason to like explore more topics and talk more. So I absolutely love the time I get to spend with you on here. And can you believe it's been a year? I think that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, this time last year, we were like, you know, recording all of our first episodes and just trying to figure out like how to podcast. So we were, and now like it's so natural. And yeah, we have like hours and hours of these conversations that people can listen to. And, you know, we're both moms of littles and we have many types of people in our lives, not all people that we're going to have like this deep of conversation with. So having this little date on the calendar and even having the, I guess, container of topics and stuff like that has been really nourishing for me. So, yeah, it's been great. And we'll get into that more with our first question, I think, today. So
yeah,
you want to talk about what we're up to today?
Yeah. So besties, like Lauren and I, like we said in our last episode, we think it's really important to take a pause to kind of reflect and go in. And we thought what better way to do that would be to do it together on the pod and ask, I think we have three powerful questions. We would love for you to like take some time and sit with and go in. But since this is a podcast, we can't sit here and ask the question in the journal, which I, for whatever reason, thought we were going to do. Lauren's like, let's talk about it. I was like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. We should totally talk about it since we're podcasting. So we're going to ask questions and then we're just going to like speak from the heart, whatever comes up. And yeah, I think it's going to be really powerful. So as we go through ours, we would love for you to, you know, share as well, whether it's email or on Insta, but just take this moment to honor this end of the year, honor the time that you have taken, you know, reflect back on where you were at this time last year and see your growth, your change, your transformation, all the things. It's so important to look back. I think I said it before, in a world where it's asking us to always move forward, reflection is such a huge tool and necessary for us to really like sit and be present with our lives. So
yeah, I agree with that. I'll add a couple things. One is, this is the perfect time of year to do it. We're in that weird like in between you know, the holidays and New Year's, and a lot of people aren't working. You know, we might have a little lull of celebrations, and sometimes it's like what is time this time of year? So I think that in-between space is the perfect time to reflect, really, and to go inward. And like you said, you and I aren't journaling today, we're talking. And I want to just add that as a very valid form of reflection. Sometimes I journal and sometimes I'll do voice notes on my phone. And I find that sometimes the information is a little bit different between talking and writing. And both are valid and both can be really interesting and illuminating as well. So you might try that out if writing isn't your thing, or if you have a little around you who wants to take your pen from you and write on your notebook. Happens a lot for me. And sometimes just talking it out can be, yeah, a little bit different way. So shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, the first question is mine. So I'll ask it to you first. And it's, what are you celebrating this year, from this year, 2023?
That's a great question. So this is going to be weird, I think, maybe. I am celebrating myself. I'm celebrating myself because I have seen so many changes. I have moved through so many emotions. This, you know, was a full year of having Miles and relearning what it means to like be a mama, now be a mama of two, and business and all the things. I am celebrating myself for one, taking the time when I need to take the time, honoring where I am, not feeling the need to push and make things happen. I feel like I have come from a place where that was, I needed to hustle, I needed to figure it out, I needed to go, I needed to get it, and like really leaning into my, I don't even want to call it my soft girl era, but just more of like leaning into the flow of life as it comes for me. I really am celebrating myself for that, not actively trying to make it happen, but just allowing it to happen. And I know this year there have been times where I've shared with you how, you know, my feelings of like maybe not so much not enoughness, but not doing enough, but, you know, also having you as the friend that I need to remind me that maybe this is just what it needs to be right now. So yeah, I'm celebrating myself. What about you, Lauren?
Well, I'm celebrating you too, friend. It's been really awesome to watch you grow this year, and you've been such a steady force in my life. You're an incredible mom. You are insightful and wise. You have so many things to add, and you're putting it out in the world, which is amazing. And I know sometimes we have these visions, especially if we're part of like trainings or groups or whatever, where we're setting goals, it can feel like, okay, I have to like put everything out there all at once. But I think you're flowing at the timing of your nature, and it's beautiful to see. And I think of like this sense of longevity, which I think is such a part of like the feminine energy, right? It's not about instant gratification. It's about like, what is the big picture? And you are just every single day, like laying down a puzzle piece of that big picture, right? Instead of feeling like it needs to just appear all at once. And you're such a good reminder to me to be that way, because I can be pretty impatient sometimes. I want to like manifest instantly on occasion. So I totally... Yeah, you're very inspirational and grounding, and I think that things will grow and flow at their own pace. I also want to say it was funny when you said my soft girl era. I heard sacral. I thought you were saying sacral, but like with the ah sound. And I was like, wait, you are in your sacral area.
Oh, I'm taking that. Yes, for sure. My sacral era.
Yeah. This phrase came to mind the other day. Maybe I'll share it on my Insta, but I was thinking of finish the year soft, you know, instead of finish the year strong.
Strong? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
And that's where I want to be. finishing the year soft? Like, are there things to like check off the list?
Sure.
Always.
Always. It's a never ending list. It's always being added to.
Yeah. The we can't deny the masculine, but yeah, I think just finishing the year with softness and compassion, without pressure, but like truly taking the pause energetically, is so important. So yes, celebrating you too. And, you know, this question I posed at a workshop on, for the solstice at my studio, where we started with like some warming vinyasa flow and then did some yin poses and breath and then this journaling and then meditation. And so I actually got a chance to write stuff out. I'm not going to list every single thing, but I realized that I am celebrating a lot this year when I really started like when I started writing it out. It really,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, it really surprised me, you know. And so I want to first say like it's so important to take the time to do this, because some of it I hadn't even really thought of, or it, you know, the year's gone fast in a way, so some of it's passed me by. But really taking this time, like I do feel this sense of pride in the year, and I feel like I've grown a lot. So I guess I'll talk about celebrating myself too, but in the holistic and a sense, and that I'm connected with my family and I'm really celebrating them too. I'm celebrating, you know, my home and celebrating my studio and, you know, different projects and things like that. I feel like, yeah, different friends made and maintained. Like there's so many wonderful, wonderful things that I'm celebrating this year. I do feel like I've been, you know, last week we talked about this dark mother birthing the sun on the solstice. And I feel like I've been in this labor state almost all year, especially like with the book launch at the end of the year and, you know, all of these different pieces that I wanted to put in place before then. And I've been in such like a focused, I don't want to say get her done, but definitely a focused state that I have, Arthur's laughing at me, he's listening, that I haven't been able to, I don't think I've really like celebrated each thing as it's come. And we were talking about this the other day, like when I'm going through this list of things I'm celebrating, there are some things happen gradually, right? It's not like, I don't know. It's not like this accomplishment that happens overnight. And one of the things I wanted to accomplish this year was really like focusing on the throat. And this podcast was one of the ways to do it, and like increasing my confidence in communication and my ability to really use my voice to convey who I am and what I believe, even about things that I've been kind of afraid to share. And at my book signing a couple of weeks ago, I got to like stand up and give a talk and do a Q&A in person. And it felt really good and it felt comfortable. And I felt like I had so much practice due to this podcast, due to like yoga teacher training, due to all the podcasts I've been on this year. And it feels really good to know that I set out to do that and that it's happened. And it kind of happened under like under my nose without me totally realizing, literally like under my nose.
You were doing the things. I wanted to tell our besties real quick. I was in the back of the room because I had my daughter on her tablet. And I don't know if you saw me, Lauren, but I kept catching myself like cheesing so hard at you. Aww. Because like I was watching you stand up in front of the audience talking, speaking so well. And yeah, it reminded me of both of us. We had set out to really work on our throat chakra this year, and you were so eloquent. You conveyed things amazingly. And it just goes to show like, yes, you set that was a goal for you. And I mean, to see it come to fruition or to see it all come together, I see you doing a lot more speaking engagements and a lot more things that just make you feel really comfortable, and you're made to like share your voice. And it's amazing. It was amazing, you guys. I just had to take that moment and just say that. And I really was in the back of the room cheesing so hard while she was giving her talk. talk and speaking about her book and everything. It was awesome.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I want to add this for both of us. We've both really grown our intuitions this year.
Yes. I don't think, did you set out to, I don't think when we were talking about what we were wanting to do this year, I don't really believe that that was like one of the things that I had intended. I knew I wanted to like have more spirituality within the family. I remember saying that, but I don't remember my intuition. And I'm so glad I, you know, we took a step in that direction because it's been a game changer, I think.
Yeah. I think we need to both go back and listen to whatever that episode was from January where we're talking about like our intentions for the year.
Yeah,
I know that
sure.
I had a word that was magic. Mm. And when I look back, there was so much magic in the year. And like I'm talking about, it's not always visible or like noticed mm-hmm. in the moment, especially when we're momming and, you know, we're working hard, right? But it's like taking this time to reflect and looking back, I'm like, whoa, this year was really full of magic.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for it. And the small moments and big moments, even in some of the disappointments, right? Because they're redirections. And yeah, I feel really grateful for this year. It's been a big one. And
it has yeah, been.
Yeah. And I'm celebrating a lot. And I'll add one more thing just beyond myself. Like, my family has been healthy all year, you know, sicknesses here and there. My parents are healthy. You know, I've seen a lot of friends have like parents or maybe they've gone through their own health crisis this year and we've been free of that. So I'm super grateful for that, to like be safe, to have enough. And then beyond, because that's the root, right? And then beyond that, like to have these beautiful relationships with others, I'm going through the chakras, but like, I feel like when I look at each and every one, there's this growth and fullness in each area. And I feel really grateful for that. Okay. Oh, in my garden, I'm celebrating that too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm hoping next time I come, it'll be during the warmer months so I can like get hands in the soil with you.
Yeah. Well, I need to get my hands in the soil this week because we need to have our gardens like turned down by the 31st. but you know, that can
be
a ritual.
You need to do some reflecting.
Yeah, that can be a ritual too. And, you know, just to take some time of gratitude for the experience I had with it this year. And, you know, we'll start planning again in like February. So
yeah,
it's exciting. All right. What's our next question?
Was it mine or was mm-hmm. it yours? Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a two-parter, this question. What is the biggest lesson you learned over the past 12 months? And how do you plan to integrate the wisdom?
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons this year. So I made this list of what have I outgrown. So maybe I'll just read that and it will kind of snowball into the lesson.
Okay.
One is incessant self-criticism. Like being this kind of like a mean inner manager or something like that, who's like driving me forward at times. And perfectionism that goes with that. Snap judgments, whether it be about others or myself, rushing, people pleasing, underestimating my value and impact, and leaky, unprotected energy. So when I think about all of that, I think of, you know, the times this year where I've had the least fun have been when I have been like the most self-critical, or I've been in sort of a toxic masculine space, I'll say. And it's interesting because I have this book about feminine energy and the goddess that I just put out. And I got to like download that book and write it in this very feminine space. And it was like creating this brand and like everything that I'm super proud of that I did. You know, it was a toil at times. Even you were with me like right before this book signing a couple weeks ago. I was really stressed about it. And that is to say, I think at times I really have a hard time like surrendering. You know, we need this equal action and surrender. And sometimes I'm so in the action, so on the like, you know, it's all up to me for this to be a success, that it becomes really unenjoyable. Right. And I think there's always going to be like this play of energies when you're birthing something. Like we go through.
There's going to be things that we like and don't like. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, even in the feminine, I think of this, like I said, I feel like it's been this labor this year, this birthing process of like, you know, you go through the waves of intense energy and you do your best to focus through them. And then you go through like the softer times too, right? Because the intensity doesn't last forever.
Correct.
And I feel like moving forward, I'd like to manage the waves better. And I know I did it. I did it with my labor with Gemma. I did all the practice that I needed to like manage that really well, right? And to be focused and to breathe through them. And then to totally relax when the waves stopped. And I think that's what I want to take with myself into the new year, which is not like, it's not like not having goals or not doing anything. I know who I am. Like I like having these things I'm creating, and
yes,
it's fun for me usually, but I need to surrender more when I get to the hard parts. Right. And that doesn't mean giving up. It's just a mindset and a frequency to take
shift.
On.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And just to expect that those times are going to come, and like, how am I going to handle it? You know, instead of just feeling like so much stress internally. So I think honestly, my lesson is to like be in my feminine more, to surrender and trust more, and to trust that sometimes the outcome is going to be different than what I imagined. And this is going back to like our episode about manifesting and feeling the magic of that. Like just a concrete example is, you know, I had a certain number of books in mind that I wanted to sell, like in the first quarter or something like that. First quarter isn't even done. My book was just released. I have a rough idea of how many I've sold. I'm probably like a third of the way there to maybe getting close to half, which is really great, you know? And like I was talking about with you, you have this steadiness and this nature pace. I need to step back and be like, okay, I have this idea in my ego that it needs to sell a certain amount of copies in this construct amount. That's an amount of time that I just made up, right?
Right.
Or I can also realize that now this book is out. It's out forever, and that it's going to take on its own life. Am I going to like still share it with people?
Of course.
Yeah. But I cannot control what's going to happen, big or small. So that's the attitude of surrender, right? Of like, yeah, I'm going to still like share it because I'm proud of it and I hope it impacts people's lives, but I'm also not going to hold on so tight to what that looks like.
Yeah, because that's when you get in the like not loving space, the icky feeling, that frequency.
Absolutely. This is one more metaphor I was just thinking of, but I'm thinking about this year as in this labor, mostly of the book, right? And I went through this period a few weeks ago where I just felt like sick. I was so stressed out. I was like really worried. I'm like, is everyone going to just think I'm like so stupid? Like I had this like simultaneous fear of like everyone will read it and hate me and like no one will read it at all. And I was thinking about, because I stepped back, I was thinking about transition and birth, right? So we have this part of labor called transition, where, and then my birthing class, I learned about this, like everyone feels like they can't do it and they're going to die. Right? Like it's, and it's what happens like right before you're ready to push. So keeping that in mind, when I was going through this phase a few weeks ago, I was like, this is my transition, right? It's not going to last forever. And it means that the push is about to come. Mm-hmm. So it didn't make those feelings go away necessarily, but it made them a lot easier to manage because I knew they weren't permanent and I knew where they were coming from. Right.
Yes.
So I think, as always, I just gave you a really convoluted and long answer that's not very succinct. So to summarize, I would say, being in my feminine more, being in the surrender more, even in action mode. How about you?
Yes. I, like, as you were like talking, I was like, man, let me like take a moment here and think about what my biggest lesson is. And I don't think it was, you know how sometimes like our biggest lessons aren't the things that we think that we have to go through like some hard trial to learn. It's something that we've known all along. So I've had plenty of opportunities since I took on a new role, and since I've been coaching and I've been incorporating more of my spiritual coaching with my massage sessions, and I've been just actively seeking out more conversation, more depth, I should say, in my conversations. And I know how valuable I am. And I know what I say matters and can have an impact. But I'll tell you what, there was this moment, I was at a conference. I was in a big house with a group of women, lovely women, amazing women. And we were nearing the end of our time together, and we all came together for a card reading and just some wisdom sharing. And that feeling that I got sitting in circle with these women, speaking and talking, kind of like was that big lesson for me. I think sometimes we have an idea of what we want to do, who we want to be, but sometimes we need a little glimpse into the future and confirmation. And that moment in time was like my confirmation, like, yes, like what you say matters and has an impact, because after that moment, days and weeks later, I had a number of them reach out to say, you know, when you said X, Y, and Z, or when you said this, or when we were talking about that, it stuck with me. And, you know, sometimes I think when we grow up being taught like your opinion doesn't matter, your voice doesn't matter, it's really hard for us to believe that about ourselves. So when we get that confirmation and that clarity and that glimpse into the future, we either can take it and roll with it and be like yeah, I know I am valuable, and I know I have a lot to share, and I just need to like get out of my own way and do it. Or we can continue to get in our own way. The culmination of those moments for me was the lesson that you already have it inside of you. You already have what it takes. You already have the wisdom that needs to come out and be shared, because it's so impactful. I literally had women say to me how much it impacted me. And even when I was with, a group of women at a festival that I was working, I was a massage therapist, kind of the same thing. And so my biggest lesson is letting go of that, like, self. So my lesson was that, like, knowing that I have that wisdom and that impact, and how I'm going to integrate this wisdom is leaving that self-doubt back in 2023, the inklings of self-doubt that I still had. You know, I feel like we get very confident through trainings and in groups and all these things. And the real, the test is when we're on our own, when we get these moments to, like, either shine or not. And what I mean by shine, I mean, either speak up or not speak up. And there have been so many times in my life where I did not speak up because that was the narrative that I was sticking with from, you know, being a kid. That now I'm just like, you know what? Like, all of it's not that that doesn't matter. I know that, like, my past is what makes me and who I am today. But I feel like the universe gives us glimpses and little hints and little windows into, like, our manifestations and what we want. You know, Lauren, I've talked to you a lot about what I want to do on my property, the circles that I want to have. And, yeah, my biggest lesson has been to know that I am valuable. I am impactful. I can make a change and a difference. And the way I'm going to do that is, anytime I feel that self-doubt come up, I'm going to acknowledge it and just let it know that it's no longer necessary. It's no longer needed. Yeah, I feel like I could go on and on about it. And I feel like it's a lot of things, the same thing that other women are dealing with, just this voice, this speaking, this knowing that you have something true to share. So yeah, that is mine. I have so many other little ones, but that is my biggest one.
I love all that, and it's so true, and you have every reason to be confident in yourself and comfortable in yourself. I feel the same way a lot. Like, I was thinking about that the other day, just feeling, especially now that I have these projects kind of out of the way and this growth that we've talked about that just has happened over time, like, I do feel probably more comfortable in my own skin than I have ever, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize, kind of going back to my, like, what am I, you know, what are my lessons and how I'm going to integrate it? Every time we're asked to, like, level up, every time the universe is asking us to level up, whether it's in, you know, career, family, just using the voice, you know, whatever it is, we're going to go through those periods of, like, imposter syndrome and self-doubt. I think that's kind of part of it, because we haven't become that yet, right?
Right.
We're in that in-between space. So I think, you know, one, you can, like, have those doubts come up and have that beautiful inner self-talk of, like, okay, I know I don't need to doubt myself, blah, blah, blah. But also, like, I think just being aware that it could come up and then having a strategy to handle it is important. And then, this is me talking about my integration piece really right now. And it's the same thing I keep coming back to over and over. It's like, can I observe this happening with compassion?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well, I think that's integration in itself. We go through, like, I just think about my life in general, right? Like, we go through these trainings, we go through these workshops, and we learn all this information. And, you know, sometimes we don't take the time to integrate. But integration, I think, is exactly what you just said, Lauren. It's like observing that something can and will happen. You know, I initially said, I'm going to leave myself out in 2023, but that's not true. Because that's me thinking that I'm never going to have this face come back up in front of me and say, hey, like, you know, integrating is knowing that, like you said, it's gonna, every elevation we have, every transformation we have, we're gonna have to deal with these things. It's like a spiral, right? Like, we're mm-hmm. always gonna come back to this thing in a different way. And that is, like, true integration, allowing and knowing that that's going to happen, and knowing and having a plan with what to do with it when it does. Yeah. Because I feel like in the beginning, we don't get all the tools. We don't have all the tools. You know, when we first start off in something, you know, we see other people, you know, and we want to model them. we don't know everything that they've been through. They don't know, we don't know how they've dealt with this particular thing that they've had to work through. And I think every person probably has to deal with something a little bit different, but that integration piece that you're talking about is just so, so important. And that's where, you know, the real learning and the true wisdom lies.
Yeah. It's where the wisdom comes, right? Mm-hmm. And we gain wisdom by going through that spiral, by facing these things over and over, and we get better and better learning how to deal with them, you know?
For sure. It's kind of scary because mm-hmm. you initially think, oh, I get through this and I don't have to deal with it again. You know what I mean? Like it's like we think our life is a video game. We level up and we don't have to deal with that particular like boss again or something like that. But at the end of the day, you know, depending on our reality and what we're creating and what we're manifesting and the people and the co-creations that we have, we're going to see a repeat of the same thing. And I think there's almost like a, like we could take a little pressure off in knowing that because we've dealt with it before.
Yeah.
We know we can get through it and we know we can get past it. And I'm not going to say like the self-doubt's not going to be like uglier next time. It probably will, right? Like I plan on leading certain things and it probably will be like, who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. But you know, this year I've been finding out exactly who I am. And so when she, I'll just say she says, who do you think you are? You know, I can say I'm Rashida. I am a spiritual wisdom leader, you know, with so much to share and so much to give. I'm here to shine light and give light and love. And there's nothing you can say that's going to stop me because this is what I'm meant to do and who I'm meant to be. So
yeah. Well, that's beautiful. And that's part of the level up process too, right? Is we hold these things, but we still do the thing, right?
Exactly.
Like we might have the self-doubt. We might have these old friends with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to let them hold us back.
Yeah. Whereas before we would have.
Yeah.
We would have wanted to please and we would have wanted to stay in the same circle and mm-hmm. keep running the same track, but we've outgrown that.
Well, it's about being able to listen to your soul and let that be the loudest voice.
Because it should be.
Yeah. And the other voices might still be there and that's okay. But it's like, what is the truest one? What is most aligned with love? What is most aligned with my dharma, my path, my values? The self-doubt there is trying to protect me. And she's going to come around again because I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's when I don't hear her, I should be worried, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, think about the people who never have imposter syndrome and who never have self-doubt. Like, you know.
True. We don't even have to speak to that. You're right.
Okay. So the third question, was that something you had or I had?
It was something you had. That's why I was like, I'm going next, but you kind of like talked about it. It was like, what have I outgrown?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go in a whole different direction. So
okay. Let's do it.
I hope you can come with, I did this during my workshop too. I'm like, I don't ask a different question than what I had planned. Okay. This is what is, because we're going into winter, right? It's this time of dormancy.
Okay.
What is dormant within me? And how can I nurture it? So what is that? What is that energy within you that is pure potential right now, not yet manifest?
That's a great question. And I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. And the only thing that keeps playing around in my mind, like after you said that, is like my wise woman. Like even I was waiting for like something else to come through. And that's just like, no, this is dormant. And this needs to like, we need to work on this. And I feel that it kind of goes along with what I was saying before, of my big, you know, what my biggest lesson was in 2023. But
Hey, Rashida, I'm so sorry. Can I pause for a second?
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, like that inner wise woman is still very, very dormant. And I think with that, the confidence piece comes along with that. Like, as I'm like sitting with that, I see, I have this like vision of myself, this version of myself that I, you know, am working towards. And she is confident AF. But I know that I have to like go through these things to get that like vibe, to get that feeling. So yeah, I need to nourish that and shine a little more light on that and really water that in water that seed and tend to that plant as it's coming through. And I'll just, you know, share with our besties. We're going to have, you know, January's episode come out with Caitlin, and she shared some things about that. And so, you know, as I'm thinking about this and putting it all together, like, I think 2024 is going to be an interesting year for me.
Yeah. So. The year where some things from the inside get grounded on the outside. And, you know, we're definitely both, you know, we're both in our late 30s. Like, we're getting to this age where, like, people do say you feel more settled in yourself. You feel more confident. You kind of let go of some of the outer pressures. You know, of what it is to be a woman. You start caring less about certain things. And I want to say, like, for both of us, I'm just welcoming that.
For sure.
It sounds great.
It sounds amazing. Yeah.
Like, I will take a few more wrinkles on my face to feel that way.
Exactly. Oh, for sure.
It's a trade-off. Well, I love that. And it's so funny that you said that. Yeah. So we have a 2024 astrological report coming out in just a couple weeks with our friend Caitlin, and she had individual readings for both of us. So mine actually stems from that too. And I think what's dormant inside me is more of this dark goddess energy. And I shared some examples of that in our last episode of like being a kid and listening to Jewel and being in the bathtub.
Which candle?
Yes. For me, I've been like, this year has been a real fiery year. It's been like very productive. I imagine 2024 will be productive too. We've got a family and businesses and, you know, stuff to keep going. But I also like want to dive, more deeply into this like deep magic, I think, that is more subtle. And to like be really okay living in the nuance. You know, I think one of the things I was afraid of, not afraid of this year, but challenged by is in sharing my voice is that like most of my messaging isn't very, it's not like sound bites, you know, it's not black or white. Yeah. It's very in between. And I think I want to just like revel in being in that space. And, you know, sure, honey, I did my own inner goddess meditation recently, kind of as I was going through this book birthing process in the last few weeks and feeling the self-doubt and all that. And I was really surprised by what I saw, which I see a different inner goddess every time, FYI, for anyone who thinks that it's this like static thing. I think it's whatever energy
you're in
meant to see. And it was like this queen energy with like, you know, yes, generosity, but this like, I don't want to say don't F with me, but some boundaries, right? And for that, I think like, for me, it means letting go truly of like what other people care, think about me and my opinions, and to stand in my truth, even when it's hard and I know it's not going to please others.
Which is so hard to do sometimes when we're taught our whole lives that we need to be good girls and please others.
Yeah. I think I've been on the path of like letting that go, but I'm not fully there, right? But I think like, yeah, reveling in that darkness in a way. And I don't mean dark like, oh, I'm so sad and emo and blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah. It's just, it's a different, more subtle energy. It's going to help me feel more safe. And we talk about this even in the episode with Caitlin, like, you know, when we were doing our intuitive work this year, I was really drawn to what's called the underworld. And I'm so sorry, Caitlin's calling me a carrot. So when I think about the underworld, I think a lot of people have these very scary connotations like hell and demons and all of this and that. But when we are traveling there, it's this very nourishing place. It's like you wouldn't want to go to sleep in a bright room with loud music, right? You want to go to sleep in a soothing, dark room for us with white noise and warmth and snuggles. And like,
it felt very grounded, very earthy.
Yes, yes. And I think that is, that's the energy I'd like to, that feels dormant inside of me, is more grounded. And in that groundedness, feeling like really good with my, who I am and how I feel, and being less affected by the outside in a way. And to dive into like the soil, the roots, and to really feel nourished. I think nourish, that might be my word. That might be my word. Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out in our January. But I think I need this time to let this gestate and just
and see.
Yeah.
No, I think so. I think that felt, I mean, it's so true what you said about the underworld. And I also too was very drawn to that. And I think that that speaks volumes in a way. You know, if you're not into intuition work and you're not like visiting these places, you can still kind of like see what you're drawn to, maybe by the shows that you watch or the movies that you watch or the music, the type of music that you listen to or what you like to do. But I still feel like, you know, obviously I feel like in spirituality a lot, we're always talking about like ascending and going up and all of these things. And yeah, I get that, but there's still so much work I have to do in my body. And I think that's why the underworld felt so nourishing and, like you said, nourishing and grounding to me. It made me feel tethered.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And I think that's like something that we should think about too, you know, as we walk the spiritual journey. You know, I always like to talk about some of these things from like a new spiritual eyes. It's not about ascending, it's not about getting out. You know, it's what work and what wisdom can we find within. And so, yeah, I agree with everything that you said, Lauren. And then also to like these energies, like what I love that like visual, like what is dormant within us, within our yummy bodies, because there's so much I think that we have to give.
I think another like way to pose that question is, what are you yearning for? And for me, yeah, that nurturing energy. And I want to add to that, like over the last couple of years, I've barely listened to music. Like I've listened to a lot of music, but it's been a lot of like kids music. And, like my Spotify is just like yoga, meditation, kids music. And there's not really like, yes, is that a representation of who I am right now? Yes. But is it the music that like nourishes my soul?
No.
No. So that's one of the things looking forward that I'm like, oh, I'd really like to like reconnect with that feeling of like, that just feeling moved, you know,
yes,
by music and art, and maybe by creating in different mediums that I've kind of had to put down for a couple of years, or that I've chosen to put down to focus on other things. So I'm interested to like, yeah, dive into maybe, yeah, more of more earthy, watery space. See where it goes.
Yeah. That's that Pisces coming out.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that next year.
yes, there is.
stay tuned to learn more about that. But yeah, that's, I think that's what I'm yearning for. And that's what feels dormant inside of me right now. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, besties, we hope that you feel, I'll say again, nourished answering these questions for yourself today. And yeah, if you feel called to reach out, let us know. Feel free to tag us. We love this work, and it does feel so good to have these conversations and mark these times with celebration and introspection. Or else, I don't know. It's hard to find as much fulfillment in life, I think, when we don't take this time to reflect.
Absolutely.
And we can really miss, like I talked about writing all those things I was celebrating down. Like, I was like, wow, if I hadn't taken this time to like make this list, I could have just
passed right by it.
Yeah. And not forgotten necessarily, but really there's just something to be said about taking stock, I think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And it helped me find a really great sense of appreciation for this year. Despite, you know, a lot of messed up stuff happening in the world and the hardships that came with the year and the grief and all of that. But just being able to like take a moment and hold it all in our hands and our hearts feels like the right thing to do.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening and taking this end of the year journey with us, this self-reflection and introspection. And I think, Lauren, I'm going to sit with like the last question a little bit more to you on my own. And Bessie's, I invite you to do the same, you know, whatever like stuck with you, really like feel into that energy and see what comes of that. But we have so much, coming up in January that I'm really excited for us to share. And yeah.
And our next episode will be a great companion episode to this. So we'll be looking at the energies of January, but also taking some time to like plant some seeds and talk about what we're manifesting and pose a couple more questions. So these go hand in hand, and I recommend doing both. I also want to take a moment to thank everyone who's listened this year, and especially like our OG day one besties. Thank you so much
for
being a part of this community. Whether we know you're listening or not, like we love you, and we are just so happy to have your energy as a part of this container, and we know it is making positive ripples in the world. So just know, even by just listening, that you're doing something really beautiful for yourself, for your family, your community, and outward. Because even just these, I think like when we look back and we think about milestones and stuff like that, we can think about these big moments, but it truly is all of these tiny moments of epiphany, of change, of shifts, of transformation that make up our lives, right? And make up this like shift and change that happens. So I just want to honor you all for that. And you too, Rashida, I love you.
And you too, friend.
It's been a wonderful year, and I'm stoked for another one.
So excited.
Yes.
Well, that wraps up 2023, yeah?
Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right, besties. We'll see you in 2024.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.